Okay. Cosmos, this may probably go in the end of the dream world chapter or beginning of virtual cosmos. When we have asked the question, how would this work if we just say that, we accept this world to be a dream, how? How can it be? And again, does the Bhagavatam really give such a cosmology? Well, I say it does. And that's what I've been trying to highlight. By trying to understand the creation as described in the Bhagavatam. And here we can put this. Oh, we can do it after. So, first of all, this is a dream of God. That's the very basis of the cosmology of the Bhagavatam. And we enter that dream and God enters that dream. Now, what is really being described, because dream can sound too poetic, is a creation process starting with consciousness, mind, and that way. And what I find especially interesting is the way that physical matter is described as having appeared as an effect of senses starting to act within this realm, within this mind that is really just a shadow of, or a reflection of, or a copy of, an image of a real mind. Anyway, I'm getting too much involved here. So anyway, so it's really, to me, a kind of virtual reality scenario that is being explained there in Bhagavatam. as we will discuss in the next part here, chapter. But let's summarize it to finish off this. And we should put this also there, some about the God, the Indians there with the God, and not this, the American natives there with their God who enters his dream. Anyway, that yes, it is God's dream. In other words, God, as Mahavishnu calls so in India, manifests or imagines a realm or actually even just an existence, a consciousness that although it comes from him and is ultimately him, appears different. The Ahankara. And that is there in that dream world, which is characterized by being images in darkness, you could say, or the modes of nature, the gunas. Appearing like a dream, just as we can fantasize and imagine things and dream up things. But then enters that dream, becomes, as it seems, part of it, a product of it, a resident of it. And this is what happens when the mental dreamy forms that are projected into this mind. I have no idea if anything of this can make any sense. I'm just going here. When they are taking that physical form. And what does a physical form mean? It means a form that seems to be extremely real and rigid. But that we, rather than sitting dreaming it up, and imagining it, enter into. That's the point of it anyway, right? To actually have the experience. Just to dream about it. Or handle the entire background, backstage operation of it. But being there on stage, playing the game, having the experience. And how else can we do that than if it is appearing very real to us? So the appearance of the Mahabhutas, where each of our senses, and now we are talking first on the level of Mahavishnu Sri, where each of the senses, because the senses are of course God's senses, from which our senses are just little fragments or rays. So we have to see that. I think in order to really grasp this strange idea of this whole world being a dream, we need to start there looking at it as God's dream and understand it that way. That this is the process of creation that is being described there in the Sarga. It's God's dream. And when God puts, you know, in that realm there with that mind, which is somewhere in that dark cloud, enters into that mind with intelligence and senses, which are simply properties of a living being, God and us. Intelligence, senses, desires, and so on. All those properties that belong to a living conscious being. So God enters there, and as God enters with the mind, and the mind of this Ahankara mind is taking shape, when God again enters, you know, like we would enter into a fantasy or a dream, with an active intelligence and senses there, you know, working out images, imagining this is, you know, we're at, yeah, then that whole thing is established, the power of imagining things in a separate dreamy world is now there in place. So what Mahavishnu does really is, well, it is said for his own pastimes, but manifesting this also, as it is said, for us, so that we can act out our fantasies, because we are like kids. We don't have that that power to do all this. So that requires that Vishnu, God, is there helping us, just like a parent may help the kids with a sandbox and all that. So if we stay with that, here we have the God's mind where things start happening, the desire there for having all kinds of far out pastimes and wonderful worlds and all of that. is there, and now we're talking about that subtle transformation of vision between Vishnu and Shiva, who is in between us and Vishnu, who's God. So there is this mystical Beda borderline there between God and us. But again, our nature is the same, and that nature is Satchitananda. We are enjoyers, we are eternal living beings, conscious beings. So then when Mahavishnu's senses, you could say, enter into this realm. You know, when the sense of hearing enters into this realm, then sound appears. And if you think that, well, you know, when I want to hear something, then the object of sound is created by me, that sounds a bit strange. But if you think of God, who is the ultimate subject, which also makes God the object, objective being and subjective being, defining all beingness, and of course by simply desiring to imagine or desiring this world to be or desiring those sense objects to appear, the faculty of hearing and of audio and a space for all these things to happen, then those things appear. Just as when we fall asleep at night and we go into a dream, we enter into that space which is created by us. Well, even that is created by Vishnu, I guess, but we are the active players there, right? It's our private space, it seems. So there, that space, dream space where we enter, it's there from mind, right? And then we are going in there with our senses, and as we are stepping into that space with our sense faculties, sense perception, then the dream forms appear. And that, you just think God doing the same thing, and there, and then we coming in as little players in this big game, then you have already got, I would say, a functional, theoretical model for the creation of a cosmos from consciousness, and also how this entire cosmos, material world, can be a dream of God.